Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Brian Culpa is joining us live, the Amherst Town Supervisor, and we're talking about extending Metro Rail in the North Towns. Brian, I forget how many years we've actually been talking about this, but it's in the news today because there are two public sessions on the planned expansion. How realistic is this, in your opinion?
Good morning. You know, we've been talking about it for my entire term, and it predates me. The reality is that there's no funding behind it yet. This is still a conversation about the path that it should take, what kind of conditions should be, created if they're going to push the rail up Niagara Falls Boulevard and then cross down Maple and up to UB's North Campus and then ultimately up Audubon. But, you know, for me, it's still kind of a hold my breath and see where it's all going to go. I'm going to tell you, I think we need transit options, and the NFTA needs to do a better job with supplying transit options. I'm not sure that they're quite ready for this experience yet.
We've been talking about it for so long. Wouldn't now seem like the time to really get the ball moving with seemingly so much money, these federal dollars being thrown around, especially for transportation or infrastructure projects?
Well, I would guess that's exactly what they're thinking about. So for us in the town of Amherst, you know, the question really comes down to the specificity of what they plan to do. Right now, what they're showing on paper isn't light rail. It's actually a fairly heavy rail. And the idea of driving rail up 45 miles an hour and shaking houses and, you know, trying to push heavy rail up the boulevard, I'm not sure they've got this correct yet. They need to be really creative with their solutions here. And all they want to do is basically just continue what they've already got up in the Amherst.
Brian, you're, in addition to being a town supervisor, you're also an urban planner. What plan makes most sense to you?
You know, I've talked about BRT, buses, rapid transit. I've talked about true light rail, you know, which would be sort of a one-car scenario, something moving slower. You know, this is going to require gates and intersections. The boulevard's already busy. You know, I have concerns about it. I've also got concerns about how they decided to roll this out. You know, between the NFTA and the FTA, the idea of doing back-to-back sessions on a Wednesday in October, you know, that happens to be Yom Kippur, when I've got a heavy Jewish population. It's kind of like, hey, why don't we hold a public meeting on Christmas Eve?
When you look at the way the plan is just set out right now, I mean, it has the opportunity to have a tremendous impact on a number of people, but I'm struggling to see the main impact aside from saying maybe, all right, if you're a UB student, you maybe could more easily live in downtown Buffalo and have an easy means of transportation to the North Campus for your classes. I mean, aside from that, what is the real impact that expansion would have?
So I think the real opportunity that expansion has is to link jobs in Amherst to workforce in the city of Buffalo. And we know that from talking to companies that they're looking for better access to workforce. And we know we have people who could fill some of those jobs, but just can't handle the car, that just don't have personal transportation. So I think bridging that and creating transit options to bring workforce north is a good thing, right? It's a good regional scenario. And it certainly unlocks some doors for people in Amherst to get downtown with a little bit more ease. And we know there's a trend to get away from vehicle per person, you know, sort of occupancies. And in a lot of really wonderful places around the world have been built on the back of transit. So I don't question the logic of doing enhanced transit. I just question some of the technical implementation.
Brian, Station 12, can't let you go without asking. It seems to be going nowhere. What is the latest?
Station 12 is going nowhere at the moment. I think I've been talking about that in one way, shape, or form with you over the past 3 years as well. But this, here again, right, Amherst has said, look, we don't want to see retail-only development. Retail-only development is not helping us. If you leave things vacant, it doesn't help us tax-wise because people put in lost claims and fight their tax evaluation. Retail-only does not help us when there's an economy downturn and retail's not doing well. And this is proof in point, right? Here we go. We've got a retail-only facility that got out of the ground and then literally stalled. So the town of Amherst is looking for mixed use in our development patterns, and we're not looking to create retail-only environments. This company went that direction. We warned against it. They continued to push in that direction, and here we are. So for us as a town, you know, I'm not interested in renewing their permits. We're not interested in continuing what is kind of an abusive relationship with a developer from out of town who apparently doesn't really care about their ground conditions here in Amherst.
Where should people maybe direct their questions when they have it to this? I think a lot of people are looking at this site and wondering, well, who's at fault here? It would seem to me that, you know, Amherst, the town, did its job a while ago, and now it's in the developer's hands. I mean, what really can Amherst do as a town in the situation that you're currently in?
We can allow permits to expire and then make the developer make a hard decision. You know, if people really want to complain about it, you know, you can complain to WS Development. This is a case of a fairly affluent company sitting on a piece of property in Western New York that's not in their immediate eyesight, that they don't feel that they have to care about or worry about. And again, you know, the town doesn't shop for developers. Developers buy property here. But we as a town, you know, we're going to push back, and they know that it's coming. You know, they're going to have to deal with the fact that they've got skeletons of buildings rotting in the rain and in the weather, and that's not going to fly here.
When do the permits expire?
So it's 12 months from their first inspection. So it'll be coming up at the beginning of the year.
All right. We'll keep an eye on that. Brian, thanks so much for the time again this morning. That's Brian Culpa. He is the Amherst Town Supervisor.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.